感谢主耶稣啊，我们周日五天辛苦工作完毕。
We thank the Lord that after 5 days of labor, we are finished with the week.
那从礼拜五太阳下山，我们就进入安息。
And from the sunset of Friday, we enter into the Sabbath rest.
啊，我们现在来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们晚上的聚会。
And so we pray that the Lord can guide our service tonight.
啊，圣灵带领我们进入真理。
And may the Spirit bring us into the truth.
啊，让我们得到造就。
So that we can all be edified.
啊，我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
今天晚上从圣经的四个例子啊，让我们来想想信仰生活中的巧合恰巧。
So this evening we will look at 4 examples of the Bible to reflect on the coincidence that can occur in our journey of faith.
啊，我们所拜的神看不见。
The God we worship is invisible.
啊，但是神的同在，神的带领啊，确实很真实。
And however, His abidance, His presence is real.
啊，所以啊，有时候我们在啊信仰生活中会遇到一些啊巧合恰巧的事情。
And so sometimes we will encounter coincidences in our journey of faith.
啊，如果把神拿掉，我们常常觉得这是巧合。恰巧，但是我们再想深一点啊，这是神在带领。
And if we were to take away the Lord, these would seem to be coincidences. But because we know He is there, they are indeed His guidance.
好，我们现在来看耶利米书第十章二十三节。
So let's first look at the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10, verse 13.
耶利米书第十章二十三节。
I'm sorry, Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23.
啊，请读。
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps.
这里是耶利米先知所写的。
This is written by the prophet Jeremiah.
说人的道路不由自己啊。
The way of man is not in himself.
啊，有时候我们常常会觉得我的前途是我自己控制的。
We often think that we determine our own future.
我要走什么路也是我自己决定的。
And we decide what path we will take.
啊，但是我们活得越久，我们越发现，哎，好像。我们的道路啊，不是自己能决定的。
But the longer we live, the more we will realize that our ways are not up to us.
啊，那我们的脚步啊，也不是自己能定的。
And our footsteps, we ourselves cannot determine.
啊，比方说啊，我们回想20年前，我们有没有想过，我今天的我会变成这个样子？
For example, 20 years ago, could we have imagined that we would be what we are today?
哦，有很多我们现在的事，以前我们没有想过的。
There are many things that have happened that we could not have imagined in the past.
哦，这个就是神在带领，神在定我们的脚步。
And so these are all determined and defined by God.
啊，圣经里面讲，啊，我们种什么，要收什么。
And the Bible says that we will reap what we sow.
啊，所以在圣经里面，我们看到四个人啊，他们的生活蒙神喜悦啊，就有一些巧合恰巧的事情发生。
So we can see from 4 people in the Bible that pleased God, that they had coincidences occur in their lives.
首先我们看路德记第二章。
Let's first turn to Ruth chapter 2 verse 1.
路德记第二章。
The book of Ruth chapter 2.
第二节。
Ruth chapter 2, verse 2.
啊，路德记第二章的第二节。啊，请。
Ruth chapter 2, verse 2. So Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, Please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I may find favor. And she said to her, Go, my daughter.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3. Then she left and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech.
啊，我们看第四节。
Let us read verse 4. Now behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, The Lord be with you. And they answered him, The Lord bless you.
这几节圣经节在提到路德遇到波阿斯。
These verses record how Ruth encountered Boaz.
因为他们从摩亚地回来。
Because they had returned from the land of Moab.
生活有问题。
And they had hardship.
所以路德要去田间捡麦穗。来维持她婆婆跟她的生活。
And so Ruth had to go into the fields to glean the grain in order to sustain her mother-in-law and her own livelihood.
我们还记得第一章里面，当拿俄米回来的时候，第一章最后，那个伯利恒的人就想，哇，拿俄米回来了。
And we can read that in chapter 1, when Naomi returned, the people of Bethlehem said, Naomi has returned.
这个 Naomi 的意思就是甜的意思。
Naomi, the name Naomi means sweet.
那 Naomi 就讲不要叫我 Naomi。
But she said to them, do not call me Naomi.
二十节要叫我马拉。
But call me Mara.
马拉就是苦的意思。
Which means bitter.
所以拿俄米回到伯利恒的时候是很苦的。
So when she returned to Bethlehem, Naomi was very bitter.
为什么？
Why?
因为她家里面三个男人都死了。
Because the three men in her family had died.
所以家里面只剩下三个寡妇。
There were only three widows remaining.
在当时寡妇没有地位，生活也没有着落。
And in that time period, widows had no social standing.
所以她真的是很苦啊。
And so in her return, she was indeed very bitter.
那拿俄米为什么会从马拉会从拿俄米变成马拉？
And why is it that Naomi had turned into Mara?
就是她的丈夫亚比米勒做了一个错误的决定。
Because her husband Abimelech made the wrong choice.
因为在当时伯利恒遇到饥荒。
Because in that time there was a famine in the land.
那人的本性就是怎么样让我能够马上解决我的困难。
And so they tried to figure out how to.Deal with this immediate hardship.
所以他们就搬到摩亚地区。
And so, and to do that, they decided to move to Moab.
这个摩亚地是外邦之地。
Moab was a foreign land.
甚至摩亚地是淫乱之地。
And in fact, Moab was a land of immorality.
所以他们全家遇到困难。搬到摩亚地区，这个是信仰一个退步。
And so, because their family had encountered this hardship, they decided to move to Moab. But this was a decline in their faith.
所以他们去，神没有跟他们去，那没有神的恩典就受苦了。
They went to that land, but God did not go with them. As a result, they had bitterness.
但是留在伯利恒的人后来还是蒙恩典神眷顾他们。
But those who remained in Bethlehem still received grace from God.
所以，拿俄米在困难当中，她想来想去，还是回头吧。
And so, in her hardship, Naomi finally decided to return.
所以啊，他们回来以后啊，现在生活怎么解决？
After their return, what were they going to do, for their lives?
一个人如果愿意回转归向神，神就会带领他的路。
If a person is willing to turn back to God, God will guide their steps.
把神摆在一旁去世界苦拼，有时候是没路可走的。
But if we decide to put God to the side and forge our own way in the world, then we may encounter hardship and bitterness.
那神要怎么来照顾他们两位呢？
How was God going to care for these two women?
就是这里讲的恰巧。
And that is the coincidence.
那路德他也不知道这个田是谁的，就来到一块田要在那里捡麦穗。他恰巧来到波阿斯的田。
Ruth did not know whose field she was entering, but she went to that field to glean the grain.
那为什么这个恰巧会发生呢？因为在无形中神在指引他的路。
And this coincidence happened because God was guiding her footsteps.
但是如果只来到这个田间捡完麦穗回去，她还是遇不到伯阿斯。
But if she had gone to the field and then returned, she may not have encountered Boaz.
所以到第四节啊，伯阿斯从伯利恒来。
In verse 4 it says, Boaz came from Bethlehem.
这个也是恰巧。
This too is a coincidence.
但是两个恰巧合在一起，这个就不是恰巧，这个是神的安排。
And the fact that these two coincidences happened together means that they were not coincidences. They were, they happened because of God's guidance.
所以路德跟拿俄米命运的改变就从遇到波阿斯开始。
So the fate of both Ruth and Naomi changed because they encountered Boaz.
所以这个波阿斯对路德讲了很多的恩言。
And Boaz spoke many words of grace towards Ruth.
一个人在患难当中有人讲恩言而且不断的帮助他，那是非常感动人的。
And when a person is in hardship or in trouble, to receive words of grace and help is a great help and support.
那后来波阿斯就娶了路德为太太。
And later on, Boaz took Ruth to be his wife.
那以后如果我们看路德记的第四章。
And if we continue to read in chapter 4,
第四章的22节。
Ruth chapter 4, verse 22. Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David.
那前面一节讲波阿斯生厄贝德，厄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫。
And the previous verse says that Boaz begot Obed, Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David.
所以他的后代出了一个大卫的王。
So from their descendants was David the king.
因为路德所做的真的感动了神。
Because the actions of Ruth touched God.
蒙神纪念。
And they were remembered by God.
虽然拿俄米有两个媳妇。
Even though Naomi had two daughters-in-law.
但是路德选择跟她的婆婆在一起。
Ruth decided to stay with her mother-in-law.
因此这个爱是不求自己的益处。
And she did not seek her own benefit in her love for Naomi.
不求自己的益处不等于没有前途。
And not seeking one's own benefit does not mean that we will not have a future.
我们常常人把自己的益处摆在前面，因为觉得我这样才有前途。
We often put our own benefits in front of everything else because we think that that leads to a good future.
啊，因为路德这样做啊，感动了神，所以神就啊，让他凑巧遇到波阿斯，他的命运就改变了。
But because Ruth made these actions and these decisions, she touched the heart of God, and God blessed her with this coincidental meeting of Boaz.
哦，所以我们今天呢，无论如何要做一个神喜悦的神所喜欢的人。
So today, no matter what, we must do what is pleasing to the Lord.
啊，那生活中就有很多的巧合凑巧就会发生，那是神刻意的安排。
And then in our lives, there will be coincidences, fortunate events that happen that are actually due to God's guidance.
好，我们现在来看《列王记上》22章。
Now let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 22.
《列王记上》22章。
1 Kings chapter 22.
34节
Verse 34
列王记上22章34节
First Kings chapter 22 verse 34
请读
Verse 34 Now a certain man drew a bow at random and struck the king of Israel between the joints of his armor. So he said to the driver of his chariot,Turn around and take me out of the battle, for I am wounded.
35节
Verse 35. The battle increased that day, and the king was propped up in his chariot, facing the Syrians, and died at evening. The blood ran out from the wound onto the floor of the chariot.
这里在记载亚哈王在征战当中死了。
And this is a record of how King Ahab died in battle.
这个亚哈王的死亡啊，真的是，我们很难想象到的。
And his death in battle is hard to imagine.
因为如果我们看29节跟30节，请读。
Because when we read verses 29 and 30, it says so the king of Israel.And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. Verse 30. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and go into battle, but you put on your robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself and went into battle.
这个地方讲以色列王跟犹大王两个都上去打战。
The two kings, the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up together to battle.
那这个敌人就是亚兰人。
And they were fighting against the enemy, the Aramites.
我们知道打战最重要就是要打他的领导者。
And we know that in battle, what is most important is to fight the leader.
所以这两个王是最明显的目标。
And so these two kings were the most obvious targets.
那这个以色列王也就是当时他就改装上阵。
And so this king of Israel decided that he would put on a disguise.
这个以色列王就是亚哈王。
That is this king Ahab.
亚哈王是一个坏的王，是一个拜偶像的王。
He was a wicked king who was an idol worshipper.
神眼中看为恶的事。
He was despised and did wicked in the eyes of wickedness in the eyes of God.
所以他改装上阵了，敌人就看不出来他是王了。
And so by disguising himself, the enemy would not be able to tell that he was the king.
所以他如果混在所有的士兵当中，谁也认不出王在哪里。
And if he were to mix with among the other soldiers, No one could tell that he was the king of Israel.
这是他打仗的一个计谋。
And this was his scheme.
啊，但是啊，如果我们看他接下去的描写。
But when we continue to read what happened,
我们刚刚读的34节。
When we read in verse 34,
说有一个人随便开弓啊。
It describes how a certain man drew a bow.
随便就射了一个开弓啊 ,random.
It says that he drew a bow at random, that is, he shot an arrow at random.
所谓这个随便开弓就是没有瞄准目标随便射。
He didn't have any target in particular, he just drew the bow and shot the arrow.
我们如果要杀一个敌人第一个要确定目标第二个要瞄准目标这样才能够打死。
If we want to kill an enemy, we must make sure that we have the target in sight and direct our shot.
那现在他混在中间那这个人射箭又是随便射的。
And so the king was in the mix among the rest of the battle, and this man just happened to draw his bow at random.
但是这里讲恰巧就射入以色列王的甲缝。
And yet, coincidentally, the arrow struck the king of Israel between the joints of his armor.
这个亚哈王也有穿战甲。
So this King Ahab had worn armor.
如果那个箭啊射到那个战甲就掉下去也射不进去啊。
If the arrow had struck his armor, it would have fallen to the ground. It would not have pierced him.
那随便开弓竟然能够射到那个战甲的缝里面去。
But for this man to have drawn his bow at random and to have struck the king between the joints of his armor was a coincidence.
到底发生了什么事情?
What actually happened here?
因为神定亚哈王的时候到了。
Because it was due to the fact that God had already set the time of his life.
那时候到了，不管你怎么假装，不管你穿什么战甲，会死就是会死啊。
So no matter what disguise he put on or what scheme he put into play, he was going to die.
所以我们在前面里面看亚哈王跟约撒法王两个在商量怎么做。
And in the previous verses, we see how King Jehoshaphat and the king of Israel, King Ahab, were plotting out the battle.
所以在第五节里面说要先求问神。
In verse 5 of chapter 22, it says that they were going to first inquire of God.
那亚哈王自己有很多假先知啊。
But King Ahab had many false prophets.
这个假先知就是讲王要听的话，没有问题，你一定得胜。
And these false prophets only spoke the words that would please the king. And so they said, oh, no problem, you will win the war.
但是在那个国家里面有一个真的先知，十三节叫做米该亚。
But in this land, there was one true prophet named Micaiah.
那这个亚哈王啊，就不喜欢他。
And in verse 13, it says that he was not liked by King Ahab.
因为他讲的都是不好的话，因为神要审判他。
Because the words that Micaiah spoke were not good towards Ahab. They were words of judgment.
所以后来真的就这样就应验了，随便开弓就射进他的战甲里面。
And so it happened that at random, King Ahab was struck.
所以如果我们做的不是神喜欢你怎么计谋怎么防卫怎么小心有时候还是箭会射进来。
And so no matter how we plan or what we scheme, if what we have done is not pleasing to God, sometimes we will be struck in the joint.
因为那就是神的公义。
Because it is the judgment of God.
这是第二个例子。
And so this is the second example.
因为亚哈王是不好的，他要面对神的公义。
Because King Ahab was wicked, he faced the judgment of God.
好，那我们现在再看列王记下的第八章。
And now let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 8.
列王记下第八章。
2 Kings chapter 8.
第五节。
2 Kings chapter 8 verse 5. Now happened as he was telling the king how he had restored the dead to life, that there was the woman whose son he had restored to life, appealing to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, My lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life.
这个第五节在讲这个先知以利沙有一个仆人叫基哈西。
The prophet Elisha had a servant named Gehazi.
那这个基哈西去告诉王他的主人就是以利沙怎么使死人复活。
And the servant Gehazi went to the king and told him how his master had restored a person to life.
他讲那个死人复活就是苏念妇人的儿子死了。
And this, the person who was resurrected was the son of the Shunammite woman.
那伊丽莎去为他祷告到后来他就活过来了。
Elisha went to pray for him and he revived.
那这个基哈西代表伊丽莎在跟王讲话的时候恰巧那这个苏念妇人，这个妇人就来了。
And it so happened as Gehazi was presenting a story that the woman whose son was restored came before the king.
那这个基哈西就讲了，我刚刚讲那个孩子复活，这个就是他的妈妈。
And so Gehazi said that son that I said had been resurrected. This is his mother.
所以听了这个基哈西在讲这个就是得恩典的妈妈，等于替他推荐那个王就为这个妈妈伸冤了。
And so as it happened that she appeared, king was able to help her cause.
因为在第如果我们看那个第二节。
Because if we read in verse 2,
或者第一节
or actually,
要降有饥荒，所以他到腓立比去七年。
In verse 1, it says that because there was a famine, she left the land.
那七年回来以后房子田地都被占领了。
And after the 7 years of the famine had passed, she returned. Her house was taken by someone else.
所以要怎么把它要回来呢？
So how could she ask for her home back?
她一定要王的帮助啊。
She needed the aid of the king.
那恰巧基哈西在那里。
And coincidentally, Gehazi was there before the king.
替他做介绍，得到王的帮助所以到第六节于是他所有的财产都被都要回来。
And he was there to introduce her to the king. And as a result, when the king heard what happened, he restored all of her possessions.
所以虽然他一个人，但是神竟然会感动王去帮助他。
And so, though she was alone, God moved the heart of the king to help her.
这个就是神的恩典了。
This is the grace of God.
所以如果我们做的蒙神喜欢神就有很多的恰巧在帮助我们。
And so if we do what is pleasing to the Lord, he will, through many coincidences, help us.
那为什么这个苏念妇人会得恩典？
Why is it that the Shunammite woman would receive such blessings?
我们仔细看她一共得四个恩典。
If we look carefully, we see that she received four blessings from God.
第一个恩典就是没有儿子变成得到儿子。
The first was that she did not have children and she received a son.
第二个恩典就是儿子死了又再复活。
The second blessing was that her son died but was revived.
第三个恩典就是先知告诉他有饥荒，所以他到腓力士地去得到存活。
And the third blessing was the prophet told her there was going to be a famine, and so she went to the land of the Philistines to live out the famine.
那第四个恩典就是他被占领的房屋田产，王帮助他把它要回来。
The fourth blessing was that after her home was taken from her, the king helped her and restored her home.
那为什么他会得这么多恩典？
Why is it that she received so many blessings?
我们来看列王记下第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 4.
列王记下的第四章。
2 Kings chapter 4.
第八节到十节。
Verse 8 through verse 10. Now it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was, as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. And she said to her husband, Look now, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. Verse 10, Please, let us make a small upper room on the wall, and let us put a bed for him there, and a table and a chair and a lampstand. So it will be, whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there.
圣经描写以利沙是神人。
And it says here that he was a holy man of God.
他是神所用的人。
Elisha was a servant used by God.
那有一天他走到苏念。
And one day he went to this place, Shunem.
就在这个有钱人家有一个妇人就强留他吃饭。
And there was a wealthy woman who invited him in to have some food.
因为他尊重他是一个先知。
Because she honored him that he was a prophet.
所以圣经说接待先知要得先知的赏赐。
And so the Bible says that those who receive prophets will receive a prophet's reward.
那到第九节呢，这个妇人就说他是一个圣洁的神人。
And in verse 9, she said, This is a holy man of God.
第十节就盖了一个小楼房，让他可以住在那里。
And as a result, in verse 10, she decided to build a small room for him there in her home.
这个第八节到第十节都是自己找来很多的麻烦。
Verses 8 through 10, these were all things that she sought, matters of... that she sought after for herself.
但是都是因为一个原因她要接待先知。
But they were all for one purpose, which was to host and to receive this prophet of God.
所以神就给她回应四个恩典。
And so as a response, God blessed her with four blessings.
那最后一个恩典恰巧和巧合。
Then the last blessing was a coincidence.
这非常特别。
It was very special.
我们再来看约拿书。
Now let us turn to the book of Jonah.
约拿书。
The book of Jonah.
约拿书的第一章
，Jonah chapter 1。
十七节。
Jonah chapter 1 verse 17。Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
这个十七节有讲神安排，但是神看不见啊。
In verse 17, it says the Lord had prepared, but God cannot be seen.
所以神看不见，只看到一条鱼把约拿吞到肚子里面。
We cannot see God, but this great fish could be seen, and this fish swallowed Jonah.
这个实在是太巧合了。
And this indeed is too great of a coincidence.
因为他们把约拿丢在海里面，就刚刚一条大鱼在那里，把它吞下去了。
Because the people threw Jonah into the sea, and it just so happened that this great fish swallowed him.
所以在约拿书里面啊，我们看到神安排了很多人没有想到的事情。
And when we read the book of Jonah, we see that God prepared many things that we would not expect.
这一些神安排的事情就是要改变约拿。
And all of these events occurred because God wanted to change Jonah.
所以有时候神让我们在生活中恰巧遇到这个事情，恰巧遇到那个事情，可能神要借着这些事情教导我们什么，改变我们什么。
And so sometimes in our lives we may encounter certain coincidences because God wants to shape us.
那到底神要改变约拿什么？
And what is it that God wanted to change in Jonah?
如果我们看约拿书第一章的第三节。
If we read Jonah chapter 1, verse 3.
请。
But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
这个地方讲约拿要逃往他失去躲避神。
So Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish.
他为什么要躲避神？
Why was he fleeing from the presence of God?
前面两节讲神叫他到尼尼微去传警告。
Because it says previously that God commanded him to go to Nineveh to preach.
因为尼尼微的罪恶实在是达到神面前。
Because the wickedness of the city was so great, it had come before God.
所以神要先传警告，让他们有悔改的机会。
And so God wanted to first preach warnings to the city so that they would repent.
但是约拿他自己有自己的意见。
But Jonah had his own will.
他不愿意看到尼尼微人悔改得拯救。
He did not want to see the Ninevites repent and be saved.
他觉得这样的恶应该是要面对神的公义灭亡才对啊。
And he thought that such wickedness should face the judgment and punishment of God.
所以他不愿意去啊。
He did not want to go.
因此神要改变他两件事情。
And so God needed to change or wanted to change two things in Jonah.
第一件事情就是你一定要去。
The first is that he wanted Jonah to go.
所以这个鱼把它吞到肚子里面去。
And so the fish swallowed Jonah into his belly.
在肚子里面三天三夜，海藻缠绕他很痛苦。
And there in the belly of the fish, Jonah was in anguish.
那个时候他才悔改啊。
And he was in anguish and repented.
可见约拿这个人个性很硬啊。
And so we can see that Jonah was a very stubborn man.
所以他知道风浪是因为他而起。
He knew that the storm arose because of his actions.
他也不悔改啊。
But he did not repent.
他说你把我丢下去，风浪就平静了。
And so he said, throw me into the sea and the storm will cease.
但是神就安排一条鱼把它吞到肚子里。
But God prepared a fish to swallow Jonah.
这三天三夜改变了他。
And in the belly of the fish, during those 3 days and 3 nights, Jonah changed.
所以神可以安排我们周围的环境来改变我们。
So God can change our surroundings in order to change us.
但是更重要，神要改变他的心。
But Even more importantly, God wanted to change the heart of Jonah.
我们看第四章。
Let's turn to Jonah chapter 4.
约拿的第四章。
Jonah chapter 4.
11节。
Verse 11.
请读。
Jonah chapter 4, verse 11. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and much livestock?
这个十二节是在讲神的心啊。
Verse 12 describes the heart of God.
说尼尼城为城有十二万多人,不能分辨左右手,就是小孩子啊。
Sorry, verse 11. It says that there are more than 120,000 persons.
那还有许多的牲畜。
As well as many livestock.
所以神怜悯啊,神真的是不愿意毁灭啊。
And so God indeed is very merciful. He did not want to destroy these lives.
因此神要教导约拿要有怜悯的心啊。
God wanted to instruct Jonah to have this heart of mercy.
那要怎么让约拿有怜悯的心?
So how would he change Jonah to have this heart, this merciful heart?
我们看第四章第六节。
Let's read chapter 4, verse 6.
请读。
And the Lord God prepared a plant and made it come up over Jonah, that it might be shade over for his head to deliver him from his misery. So Jonah was very grateful for the plant.
这里讲神安排一条比麻高过约拿遮盖他的头。
And it says that God prepared a plant that was taller than Jonah to provide with shade.
他就很高兴了,因为太阳这么热,被遮住了。And
so Jonah was very happy because he was now shaded from the sun.
到第七节。Verse 7. 神安排一条虫咬死这个麻。
It says that God prepared a worm to damage the plant. And it withered.
也在人看起来也是巧合啊，为什么刚好有一条虫把它咬枯干了？This
seems to be a coincidence that it just so happened there was a worm that damaged this plant so that it died.
那不只是这样，到第八节神安排炎热的东风吹来。And
in verse 8, not only that, but God prepared a vehement east wind.
所以他就为自己求死啊。And
as a result of this, Jonah wished death for himself.
所以用这个经验来告诉约拿，你看哦，一颗比麻你都这么爱惜啊，何况神不爱惜这十二万多人嘛。And
so from this experience, God taught Jonah that you have pity for such a plant, and why not have pity for so many lives?
所以在约拿书里面，我们看到神安排了很多很巧合的事情，为着要改造约拿这一个人。So
in the book of Jonah, we can see several coincidences that happened that God caused in order to change Jonah.
所以在我们信仰生活中，And
so in our life of faith,
真的有很多恰巧的事情发生。There
can be many coincidences that happen.
有的是出于神的怜悯,
and some are out of God's mercy.
有的是出于神的公义,
and some are out of his righteousness.
让我们对神有更深的体验,
so that we can have an even deeper experience of God.
唱诗,
let us sing a hymn.
354首,
let us sing hymn 354.